Hi, welcome to Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr. If this is your first time checking us out, I am Tempest. I am his executive assistant slash business partner. This podcast is definitely one of our favorite things to do. So I hope you enjoy this episode. If you are a new and or returning listener, please rate and comment and subscribe to us. Your feedback is most appreciated. So I hope you enjoy the show. Thanks for tuning in.
Right, guys. Thank you for checking out this new episode of Brick by Brick. We have a special edition today. We're in the studio. We're recording. We have a special guest on the line, but we'll introduce him in a second. First things first, Antonio, how are you today?
Well, you know me. I'm always doing spectacular, having a wonderful time. I feel like I'm 20 years old, even though I'm a bit older than that, or a decade and a half older than that. But I'm feeling real good. How about you, Tempest?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking.
Do you still have those ropes in your head?
Yes,
I do. You call them ropes. Okay. So what were they? Because you call them ropes only because, well, you didn't call them ropes. You called them something that I didn't understand because I'm just a typical man that, you know, me, Jane, that's me. And you said some fancy name I didn't know about, and then you described them to me, and you called them ropes, and I said they were like shiny ropes. So what was the name of your hairstyle again?
They're just twists.
Just twist. Well, they look like ropes.
I knew they look like ropes, so you can get a visual in your head because we weren't.
Well, you know, I'm pretty simple. Give me the simplicity. You know, if you want to be a millionaire, be simple about it, right? I mean, simplicity is duplicatable. Like that's actually the truth, right? If you want to, so guys, if you're listening, if you're building something, make your business plan or compensation plan as simple as possible. Because simplicity can be duplicated. If it gets too complex, well, nobody wants that. Is that fair, Tempest?
That's fair.
Cool. Have I pawned you off yet? Because you're single, and I'm trying to get you a husband. Have I pawned you off yet? Have I done it yet?
Like on this podcast? Yes.
On this episode? No. The podcast, yes. But on this episode, have I pawned you off yet?
I prefer if you did not, actually.
Okay. So since you prefer that I did not, I'm going to humbly respect you and not do that at all. So, guys, listen. If you would like Tempest, her last name is Smith. Her social security number is 45323. No, I'm just joking. I have no idea what her social security number is, right? But you know what? I know her bank account information. The bank account information is Bank of America, and it's 74. No, you don't bank at Bank of America, do you?
I despise Bank of America.
Whoa, you can't say that. They might be a sponsor of ours one day.
Oh.
So she loves Bank of America. All righty. She loves them. And so, anyway, We're done having fun. Won't you tell us, we do have a special guest, won't you introduce him and Ian, whatever you do, and then I'll respond to it. Go ahead, and you take back over the podcast because you run it.
I was actually going to ask you to introduce him because I met him through you.
Well, sure. So this guy here is a friend of mine, and I can say that. Okay, so Tempest just closed her eyes because she knows I'm about to say something inappropriate.
Terrible.
So, I don't have many friends. No, that's not to say I don't like people. It's just that I'm very selective in whom I call friends. Well, it's even more than that. I just understand that negative people can't get you to a positive life. It's even deeper than that. I know that you shouldn't cast your energy on good energy on bad people. And this young man, a bit younger than me, but he's an old soul, that's for sure, is a very good person. And somehow we've weeded ourselves through the masses, and we've caught one another. And so he is definitely a friend of mine because he wants the same thing Tempest and I want. So his name is Antoine James. People call him Doc, but I'm going to let him introduce himself right now. Antoine, are you on the phone, in which we know you are?
I am on the phone. What's going on, guys? I am happy to be here. Seriously, I am.
Sweet. So we know you. We know you're happy. Tell us. Don't tell us about yourself. Just tell us what you're feeling right now. Whatever you want to say. Just free talk.
Well, first of all, let me just say this. I'm nervous. Just be honest. Just up front. First of all, Tony, Reverend Tony, I'm not sure, you know, what the title is.
So you know, Tony is just fine. That's what we call each other.
but no, seriously, it's thank you guys. Right now, in where I am right now, it's all about dreamers. Like, if you don't have a vision, if you don't have a dream, not that I'm putting you to the side, but I'm focusing on those who have a dream and have something that can revolutionize the world. I put out a quote earlier today. I believe that what I see will soon be what I touch. So that's what I'm feeling right now. That's my motive. That's my drive. That's what I'm doing right now as we speak. Even as we speak, that's what I'm doing right now. That's my goal.
Well, that's a great goal. What you think about that, Tippin? Why don't you freestyle about this here? Because we're going to enjoy this here. You freestyle about what you know about Antoine thus far and his response he just gave.
So I don't know Antoine. I Facebook know Antoine. But from what I see, he's definitely a positive, business-minded person. And that's not something that you log on to Facebook to see. You know, normally Facebook is about a bunch of other stuff. So when, you know, somebody comes across your timeline with something positive and something business-minded, of course, well, it won't catch everybody's eye, but if your dream is, you know, in that direction, of course, you're going to take notice. So I just noticed that he's very positive, and that stands out amongst all the other craziness in the world of Facebook.
Well, let's think about that for a second, because, so Tempest, if you guys don't know, Tempest is my, as far as this company goes, and all the companies, Tempest is my right hand man, and of course my wife is my right hand man of all right hand men. So we don't want to discount that. However, Tempest's number one talent is empathy, and if you don't, Tempest, can you make sure we put the strengths finder strengths test?
Mm-hmm.
On this podcast note, because I'm about to mention it right now.
Sure.
I make all my leaders, if you work with me on any level, if you're going to partner with me, if you're going to work with me, or if you're going to be a leader in the church, or any level in which I have to depend on your skill set, I make you take a strength test. And that test is from Gallup Strengths Finder or StrengthsFinder.com or whatever it is. And typically I have it on the show notes. But I make everybody take that test, and Tempest has empathy. That means, guys, if you're going to, like, marry Tempest or try to, Tempest can see through you immediately. All she needs is 2 seconds around you. You don't even need to talk. Just be in existence, and Tempest will read your whole book. And that's what I need around me, right? Because Tempest would be like, you know what, no, Tony, don't, no, not him or not her, no, just they mean harm. And so Tempest immediately fell in love with Antoine, which is saying a whole lot, right? And all of us have those people in our lives, and we, you know, sometimes they old folks, and Tempest is real young, but she's another old soul. In fact, this phone call today is full of old souls. And so Tempest fell in love. Right, exactly, about 300 years worth. So Tempest is she be on this. And he's actually one of my favorite people. This is the truth. I'm not just saying.
Hey, can you repeat like the last 10 seconds?
Oh, did my phone provider drop my phone call again? You know what?
Yeah.
My phone provider be tripping, but we're not going to talk about my phone provider because we want my phone provider to sponsor us and invest in us one day. So phone provider X, that's what we're going to call you. Do better. Thank you very much. All right. So Antoine is one of my favorite people of all time, and so we like him. So do me a favor, Antoine. Well, actually, Tempest, I feel led to do something different. Before we get to Antoine's business, because I know what I want to, I've got a bunch of acts. But before you get to your questions to ask, I want you to use your empathy and ask Antoine something empathetic. Let's show the people why this small business owner, who won't be local for long, should be remembered forever. So I'm going to be quiet, and you take over. Don't not one of the questions you got written down to ask him, just something empathetically with your gift. Ask him whatever it is that you want to ask.
Okay. Okay, this sounds like a question that I would have wrote down, but I didn't. So I'll go ahead and ask that. Sorry, there's a train in my background. How do I want to ask this? What is your number one passion? Like, what is the one thing that you would do for the rest of your life if nobody ever paid you a dime? Like, what is that one thing that makes you you, if that makes sense?
The one thing that makes me me would probably have to be what I talked about earlier, is providing a platform for dreamers. That's my whole thing. Ever since I could remember, that's all I've been doing, because I learned something and I find somebody with a dream and the passion to do it, and I give them a platform in the beginning with free of charge. I give you a platform to produce your dream. That's what I do. If nobody ever paid me again for that, that's what I continue to do, is providing platforms for dreamers and people who have a vision, not just something for right now, but something that can carry them on and create a residual income for, you know, until the end comes, you know. That's what I would do. That's exactly what I would do, who I am.
Okay, that's my empathetic question, as you requested.
No way. You got one more. Come on, you
no,
got
I
one
really
more
don't.
In you. Okay, well, I have one.
You have an empathetic question. That's amazing.
I don't have much. Yeah, you're right. I don't have much empathy. So I have a mimically tempest question. That's not really a word, but we're going to make that work, right? So, Antoine, what makes you tick? What keeps you up at 3 o'clock in the morning or 0300 hours? Because we have listeners in like 56 different countries. So what keeps you up at 0300 hours that just doesn't let you sleep? That's my question.
At 0300 hours, I'm working on something that's never been done before. We have a lot of stuff in the marketplace that is pretty much copycatty what others are doing. Let me just give you this example. I'm not going to call any brand names, because I know, you know, we want some sponsors. I'm believing for sponsors too. But we have Phone X, Phone Company X, Phone Manufacturer X, and Phone Manufacturer Z. They're doing the exact same thing in different colors and different sizes and different shapes. I want to do something that blows X and Z out of the water totally. I want to do something that that would have their investors knocking on my door saying, hey, how can I be on the ground floor of this, what you're doing right now? That's what I'm working on at 0300. Something that's never been done before. It looks like it, but when you get on the inside and you see and people get a hold of it, it's like, wow, where has this been in the last 20 years, you know, since this market has been on the line? That's what I'm doing, something that's never been done before that just blows everybody's mind out of the water. Like, where did you come from? Like, where have you been hiding at? And why are we just now saying this? That's what I'm doing.
Well, that makes plenty of sense. So let me jump in real quick, because we've wowed the listeners enough, and we've talked about you for about, I don't know, 15 minutes. So I want you to explain what you do and why we have you here, because you sent me a text message. Me and you were texting back and forth yesterday or maybe the day before. But I don't want to. Mm-hmm. I want to get to that, but I can't get to that. Like, I can't tell them about what you want to do, what your end goal, until I tell them what your mm-hmm. front goal is, right? So,
okay.
Tell us, actually, Tempest, take over real quick and help the listeners find out what he is, what he does, because you're better at that than me.
Okay. Well, just. I guess introduce yourself. Like, I've never met you. I have no idea what you do or who you are. Just tell us about yourself and what you do.
Well, I'm the greatest person to ever live. In my own eyes, anyway.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that.
but in all seriousness, I am. I don't want to sound too arrogant here, but. I'm one of the few people that you may find, and this has been told, one of those born leaders. Like, I'm always seeing something that can be better. I, of course, own A.D. James Holdings, LLC. One of the cool things about that, I'm grateful. We just finished a restructuring project, so that's what I've been working on for the last 6 months. But to know Antoine is to know a loyal person. In business and in life in general, I value loyalty above everything. In business, Tony, I'm sure you can agree to this. If you don't have loyal people on your team, you don't have a team. You have a loser.
That's right.
I'm about winning. Not to sound like Trump or anything, but I'm a winner. I don't like.
That's right.
I don't like losing. I don't like losing. But to know me is to know a loyal person. I'm always going to bounce something off of you. My brain does not stop. And I have a lot of business-minded friends because I need somebody to say, hey, you know, we can change this. This is how we can come on board. But me overall, I don't take vacations. I don't know what a vacation is. I'll take a vacation one day when I'm able to, you know, live comfortable like I want to live. I always have a saying, I don't have to be rich, but I want to be comfortable. I want to be able to sit back, watch the company run itself, and still be able to innovate when the time hits me. So me overall, just one of those people who never stops thinking. The people you see a little green light on all the time on Facebook at 2 or 3 in the morning, that's me. I'm a little bit of a comedian, and I have a master's degree in sarcasm. So, you know, I have that mix of business and a little bit of that sarcasticness in me. So it's just cool overall. You know, that's just who I am. And I like to talk too. Once I get comfortable in a situation, I get to talking. So, you know, y'all can stop me at any time.
No, you're doing perfectly. But I want to jump in real quick because you brought up Donald Trump, and so I want to touch on it. He's controversial right now, and he's also popular right now. So let's bring up Donald Trump for a second. Okay, so you said, well, you know, I don't need to be like Donald Trump, but here's the deal. In the respect of winning. I'm like Donald Trump. I've never lost in my life. I don't lose. I don't mean that to be arrogantly, but I don't lose. I refuse to lose. I don't recognize failure. I don't respect failure. And if I want something, I go get it, period, point blank. And I don't apologize for that. And here I am. I'm a preacher, and I don't apologize for that. I win. I just make sure both sides win. Now, so tell us about your Donald Trump-ness, or why? What is it that makes you – actually, what is it that makes your company – why is your company winning right now? We still haven't explained what your company is, but why is
Well,
it? Actually, let's do both. Explain what your company is and explain why you keep winning.
All right. Well, the company itself, A.D. James Holdings, of course, it denotes what it is, but it's a holding company. We own approximately, I want to say, four companies right now, as we speak, as of right now. I got a paper on my desk that as soon as I sign it and send it back, it'll be five. But as of right now, we have four companies. The Global Tribune, which has exploded in about 6 months' time. It started as a hobby because I hate reading the newspaper, and you have to be politically correct. I don't like being politically correct. I like to tell the truth the way it is. So we have the Global Tribune that's run by a good friend of mine, Fred Willis. He's the editor-in-chief of that. Then we have what my niche is, or one of them is the St. James Group. Of course, kind of look condescending being named after me, but hey, it was an easy name to come up with quickly. But the St. James Group, we offer consulting services, mainly for churches, because of course, being a preacher, what have you, that's something I've been executive pastor for a number of years. So we use that arm to counsel churches, set them up with growth strategies for churches, growth strategies for nonprofits and businesses, small businesses and entrepreneurs. Then we have Signature Memorial Services. This is right at about 17 years from the time I was 8. I think until like I'm 24, 25 in the funeral home industry, death care as it's called. And so what that does, we create graphics, specifically websites for funeral homes, and we also go in and take over the management and administration of a funeral home under contract. And recently, this business paper I have on my desk, we're going to be a 30% partner in a local Texas funeral home pretty soon. And so that's going to blow things out of the water. And just this month in our restructuring, we develop Signature Records, which is going to be a music publishing house, producing music, all that good stuff, and soon to be a radio station. We're going to start out streaming online radio then in the next maybe 5 years. I'm looking to purchase the power and launch our own FM station, just not, you know, locally, but around the world. So right now, our assets, our assets are high. Let me just say that, six-figure assets right now. And to look where I am now, people are like, what? How are you doing that? That's pretty much the company, man. We invest in a number of companies that right now we're investing a lot in consulting firms and startup businesses. And then the other question you asked me was about Trump, if I'm correct, how my Trumpness. Trump wrote that bestseller, The Art of a Deal. I can't say that I finished the book entirely, but Trump is the type of guy that walks in a building, and if he wants it, if it's something he wants, he's going to get it. It doesn't matter if it's red tape, people don't want to sell, he's going to get what he wants. When we started in 2000, started out as a hobby in 2011 and really became a growing business about 2013, between 13 and 2014, we acquired 4 businesses. They weren't advertised. They weren't up for sale or merging, but we did it because that's what I wanted. They were doing it wrong, and I knew how to do it right. So I walked in and said, hey, you know what? I don't like the way you're doing this. I can do it better. Here's what I'm going to pay you for it. And about 30 days later, you know, they're now part of AD James Holdings. So that's basically who, you know, what, how I am in that sense of my chunkness. You don't tell me no. Because if you tell me no, I'm going to find a way to do it better or produce something that just blows what you have out of the water. And I know that sounds so, so, so mean and harsh. But it's just the way I am. That's how I operate business. Just my way of operating business.
That makes sense. That makes plenty of sense. So I'm going to ask one question, which is going to be a setup for Tempest to ask her question. So Tempest, get ready. And I found the direction for this episode. And so we're gonna name this episode Donald Trumpness with Antoine James. Right? We're gonna do that. That's gonna be about proper. So here's the deal. Torn. I'm a skeptic. I don't even like what you're saying because I don't understand what you're saying. I just like things simple. I like them real simple. Give it to me. Give me the facts. What is it that you do? How can I benefit? Because everything is all about me. I only care about me. Give me your business in 20 words or less.
Well, AD James Holdings is a conglomerate that comes in and helps you run your business the right way, or we take it over.
So you're Warren Buffett.
There you go. And that's my business mentor, has been since I can probably read following his steps. Yeah. We can show you how to do it, or we can take it and do it ourselves and make it profitable, making money on its own. That's what
okay.
We do.
Okay, so what's your end game? And Tempest, you be ready to respond to this question because I was setting you up for this here. So, okay, you're Warren Buffett, and I heard that in your conversation. I heard it. I heard acquisition over and over. I heard mergers. I heard acquisition. I heard total acquisition, which is a total acquisition. And what total acquisition is a merger, just a aggressive merger. I heard all this while you're talking. I heard your Trumpness. Holdings, you got it. What's your end game, and why is it that people like me like you?
My end game overall, I guess I got to refer back to the mentor himself. Buffett amassed billions of dollars. You know, this is not nothing that's been speculated. It's confirmed fact. He has wielded that, hey, half of my fortune, and he's given quite a bit of it away already, is going toward the next generation. Those who have a passion for business and have something to present to the world. That's my end game. My end game is to leave no stone unturned. If you have something that you want to do, but you don't necessarily have the team in place, I got you. And I may not be the correct corporate way to say that, but I got you. I got your back. Because what's going to happen? If we can't find you a platform, I'm going to build you one. I'm going to pop you up. You're going to make money. Of course, you know, we're going to have, you know, a sign on the dotted line because, you know, we need some religion to make this happen. So, you know, we're going to make you a platform. That's my end game. If you have something to show, if you don't have it, we're going to create it for you. I'm not going to be one of those crazy merger dudes that just comes in and wipes off the entire board. You know, we can make a few changes. But at the end of the day, if you have it, you dream it, we're going to put you in charge of it. We're going to put your team around you, whether it be attorneys, managers, supervisors, whatever you need. We're going to sign it for you and give it to you. My end game is to die without, I'm trying to find the right words for it. On my headphone. I wanted to say, accomplished all. I know people are like, what? You're never done accomplishing. On my headphone is going to say, accomplished all. That's what it's going to say. Because even after I'm gone, the legacy that I'm setting up now will continue to fund innovators, thinkers, entrepreneurs. So I'm always going to accomplish everything that I start. And so that's what it's going to be.
Makes plenty of sense. Tempest?
That's my answer.
Tempest, use your empathy and let's get to the bottom. Let's make people fall in love with this guy, because I have more questions, but let's use your skill set to make this happen.
Where does your confidence come from? Because I'm listening to you and I'm like inspired, but that is not me. Like, I don't think I have the personality to go into somebody's business and say, you know what, I'm gonna take over. Or I'm going to take over. You know, I don't have that, whatever that is. So where does your confidence come from? It's not cockiness, because I know some people may say that, but it's not, you're not cocky with it. You're just confident. So where does that confidence come from?
Well, honestly, it comes from having nothing. When you, and I've never said I've been poor. I can't honestly say that. But when you come from seeing friends, you know, get new Jordans and you got to, you know, rock them good old Kmart shoes, great Kmart shoes. They're very comfortable, though. Shout out to Kmart. Great people. But when you come from nothing, you're like, okay, I've already had nothing. I come from nothing. I didn't have anything. So what am I to lose? What are they going to say? No? Is that all they can do is say no? That's fine. Probably listen to me now. You probably won't know it, but I'm an introvert. I'm not an outgoing person. But put me in the business setting. Put something in front of me, and I promise you, you'll be like, I thought you said you were an introvert, though. I don't take no for an answer. If I see it, it's mine. If I can see it, if I can envision it, if I can form a plan around it, there's nothing that you can tell me. But coming from nothing, having nothing, I mean struggling to pay bills, to keep lights, water, and gas on, you've already had nothing, so what's the worst that can happen? You got to envision. You have to envision the room you're going in as something you already own. You have to walk in it like you already own this. Like, I can walk in City Hall right now and be like, "Yep, this is going to be normal for me to walk in this door. It's going to be normal for me to be in the council chambers. It's going to be normal for me to be in the mayor's chair because I see this happening. I can see this. I can see myself in Austin. I don't know if this was going to be the governor's mansion or on Capitol Hill in Austin." You have to be able to see it in order to believe that you can actually do it. So are you a shy person, Timothy?
I am very shy. I am an introvert, and even if you put me in a business setting, I'm still an introvert. Like, that's not where I shine at all.
Oh, so I'm a textbook introvert. I can definitely identify with that. But once you get that, I would tell you really can't change introverts because it's our nature. That's just me. But something happens when I hit that, when somebody strikes a nerve with you, when it strikes my nerve and I begin to develop that passion, nothing is going to stop me. I'll tell you one thing, let something happen to your money. Let something happen to that money flow and you'd be like, what? No. You're going to walk in that place where every year that's hindering your money and stopping your money flow. No, Doc. You got to understand that it's not about those people that's in there. You know, it's about that. It's about the end game, the profitability, and the ability to keep it going. That's what drives me. I promise you. Once it strikes that nerve with me and I can see it, I'm gone. There's no stopping me at this point. No stopping me at this point. There's no stopping me once I get started. And I won all those. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. You're great. All that makes total sense. But Tempest is a bit different. So let's say I was the United States president of the United States, obviously. Every United States president has had a cabinet outside of his cabinet. Now if you know anything mm-hmm. about politics, yes. All the presidents have their cabinet, but then they have people who are not on the White House payroll mm-hmm. that are not, and they go out to whatever state they come from or whatever it is, and they have this four or five or even one or two person cabinet that's mm-hmm. unofficial, but they just have them. That's Tempest. Tempest is a genius. She's just not Steve Jobs. As far as out front, she's Steve Jobs developing hardware in the back. Steve Jobs is a rare breed to where he can do both. He can mm-hmm. go, there's background, right, in the hardware department side. He was both a communicator and he was an innovator. Tempest is an innovator through and through. And so that's why she's here. And so Tempest is picking up on your innovation. And so she's, you know, like, wow, you know, where's his confidence coming from? Wow, where is it? So let me throw it back to me and let me ask you another devil's advocate skeptical question. All right. So I like you. Okay, you, I get it. You're a polarizing figure. You're an introvert. All right, so what? I don't care about that. You're a genius. All right, so I don't care about that. What does your company's, plural, have to do with me? How are you helping me, Mr. Low Middle Class Person? That's my question.
How are my companies helping you? Well, if I take on the mindset that we're in a business setting, I would have to ask you a follow-up, if you will, so I can craft, get you a clear understanding. When you say helping you, in what way? Are you wanting to receive a dividend at the end of the day, or do you want to receive a lifestyle at the end of the day?
Well, so let's take both of those, but let's take them both at one at a time. I'm just a regular dude. I'm trying to teach myself how to code. I want to become mm-hmm. the next Warren Buffett. I want to change mm-hmm. my tax bracket, and I'm thinking about, I have no experience, but I'm willing and ready. I'm looking for this company in North Texas, or I'm looking for this company online, and I'm saying, I've heard this guy, Antoine James, I've heard about his company, I hear him buying up things left and right. how does that help me? Can I get a job? Can I get some mentoring? Can I get some advice? Is he changing the middle class? What is he doing for the regular person?
Well, you just said from the change in the middle class. I don't, right now, there's no such thing as middle class. That's just my
truth
from the political. That's the political me. There's no middle class. It is what it is. Either you're in the 1% or you're in the 99%. Either or. But at the end of the day, my whole game is, of course, to talk about the dream, but I want to create a lifestyle for people. I want people to know what it is to live comfortable lives. So if you're tired of what you're doing, you have a passion to want to try this coding thing, if you want to do coding, okay, cool, not a problem. Matter of fact, I own servers. I have servers. Let me know. If you want to practice it, let me know. I can sit you down with some people that I know in the business that are working for the likes of social media giants. I'm not the best coder in the world, but in a pinch situation, I can promise you I can get it done. But if this is what you want to do, this is your passion, okay, cool. I'm going to provide that platform for you. Not only am I going to provide the platform for you, I'm going to give you some funds to stand on the platform with, okay? You need more knowledge? Let's get you an education in it. Let's send you to school about it. You know, pick your choice. My choice, you know, right now is Full Sail. Let's bring it to Full Sail. Let's get you into the coding field where they do nothing but tech scientists. Let's get it done for you. But let's take you off of that job in about 1.5 to 2 years, if not sooner. Let's get you that lifestyle of living comfortable where you can, you know, you can go on vacation whenever you want to. About 2 years ago, I had a staff of about 67 at the time because we, again, my favorite word, we merged with a company. So we had a staff of 67. It wasn't widely known. It wasn't a press release like big companies do. But I had a policy. When you wanted to take a vacation, you can have 1 week of vacation each month. Each month, pay vacation. Okay, you want to go on vacation this month? Fine, pick your week you want to go, and you go on vacation. I'm about changing lifestyles. You don't have to wait till the summer. You don't have to wait till, you know, travel time is down to afford a ticket. Go on vacation. Let's change your lifestyle. Let's get you out of that rundown 9-to-5. Let's get you into the field you want to go in. Let's pay for your education. Let's let you play around on some servers and do some coding. Build your website. Build whatever it is you want to do with it, your algorithms, all that good stuff. Let's get you that lifestyle that you want. That's what I can give to you.
That makes sense. Okay. So Tempest, let's throw it back to you, and let's get ready to wrap this up. So let's recap real quick. This is Antoine James. He owes his holding company to where he's, and I'm going to speak like a wealthy person. He's leveraging other people's gifts, or he is buying their gifts in order to make their gifts better and affect the world in a positive manner. This is why I love this guy. That's no different than Warren Buffett. That's why I did the comparison to Warren Buffett. And maybe he's the next Warren Buffett. So, Tempest, what is it that you would like to ask, and whatever you want to ask, for this young man? How old are you, Antoine? Well, maybe you don't want to say that because you got investments and stuff. So, are you younger than 40?
Yes.
Okay, great. Are you younger than 35?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I just want to, if you want to say your age, you can. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm good. I'm 28. Just turned.
Okay, 20. He's 28. All right. So here we go. We got this 28-year-old man that is buying and holding companies and well above a six-figure asset. property. So, Tempest, what would you have for this? What question would you have for this young man that's doing this amazing work? I mean, let's face it. I mean, people don't normally get it together until they're 28. He's way past that get it together stage. So, what would you ask him?
Yeah, so I'm 28 and I'm nowhere on your level. So my question is, how are you able to do what you do? How are you able to go in and acquire companies the way that you do?
Number one question. I'm able to do what I do. One, when I was, I started out managing companies, but technically, when I was in church, I was church administrator. From there, I acquired this sense of, okay, I like business. I want to keep this going. So I learned what it meant to invest about 17 years old. I invested about $1,500 of a gift, of a birthday gift, and had a return of about $100,000 from $1,500. That is what's keeping us going till this day, that $1,500 investment, literally. That was about 17 years old. From that investment to the day where we're learning to streamline things so that, you know, I don't like failure. So before it gets to that point to where we have to look at it as a failure, we're going to streamline it. We're not going to shut anything down. We're going to streamline it so our assets align. So from that $1,500, we're still running from it, from that major return of $101,000 plus, we're still building on that. And most of the businesses that we acquire are doing big jobs and big projects, but their bottom line, their overhead, is eating them away. I come in, show you how to do it, lower your overhead. So once your overhead is low, you know, I just kind of come back to the table with an offer and say, hey, okay, so this is what we've done. Oh, we've got your overhead down. And since your overhead is down, let me go ahead and alleviate you from the stress of having to worry about this company. We can give you an offer for it. So the last company, and I hope my accountant doesn't shoot me for saying this, last company we acquired was about $275,000. That's not a lot when you think about acquiring companies. But what we've made since acquiring them, by streamlining the process like I talked about and lowering their overhead, yeah, we're well on our way. That's how we continue. Streamlining the assets. A lot of people think, okay, you got this holding company with all these companies, so how are you able to afford it? We streamline everything. You don't have 13 billion companies all over the world not making any money. You got to streamline the assets to make it. What am I trying to say? I just did a lecture on this about 2 weeks ago. Make it make money. I guess you would say lack of a better phrase or term. Make it walk on its own. I guess, you know, have it. It has to stand on its own for it to work. So that's how we get everything in 80 James Holdings to work. All of it's making money on its own. And so all of the dividends and the profit that's coming in back to the holding company is profit. Everything is operating on its own, making its budget, meeting its budget, and exceeding that. So we operate off of the assets that we have coming in and that little meager investment. If I could just say this real quickly, you have to learn to invest in your product, invest in your brand. You have to learn how to put something back for a day that you're really going to need it. And that investment, when you don't have that capital, will come in handy when you're able to call on him. And, you know, that's pretty much how I afford to do these things.
Well, that makes plenty of sense, Tempest. I believe you have one more question before I ask my final two questions, or maybe you have two or three more questions. I'm not sure. But I feel a gut feeling that you're not done asking questions.
Just one more question.
Okay.
I don't know if we mentioned this on the podcast or before we started, but you are a preacher, you are a man of God, and I know this is a corporate podcast, but, you know, you can talk about whatever. How do you balance the two? How do you balance your faith and your business? You know, am I asking that question right?
Yeah. That's perfect.
Like, how you say grounded, if that makes sense, in your faith.
Okay.
Well, and I touched on this earlier. We live in a politically correct society. We're scared to say anything. We're scared to voice our views on things. At the end of the day, every business partner I sit down at the table with, every investor I sit down with, every CEO I meet with, the first thing that you're going to know about me is my faith. You're going to know that I'm a Christian. I've been for a long time. You're going to know that, as I say in the church, I'm saved. That's something you can't hide from. Everything I have today is because of my faith, is because of my values, what I was raised on in the church. Now, where a lot of people in the church, where they fail to meet the boardroom is that you want your partners to be just as saved as you are. That's not how that works. Your partner doesn't necessarily have to be saved as you are. And I know this is a totally unpopular thing to say, but I work with business people right now that are Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, and our businesses are growing and booming. The business itself, how can I say this? Trying to think back to my notes I had from about 2 weeks ago when we talked about this. The business itself, I own the business. Business is in my name. So what they bring to the table as far as their faith and beliefs, when we come to the boardroom, that does not have a space on the table, if that makes sense. We're not here to talk about your church politics, your church beliefs, your religious beliefs. We're here to talk about business. Now, if I choose to bow my head and pray for my food while we're sitting at the dinner table, if they choose to, you know, keep talking while it's going on, I'm not going to get offended, jump up from the table, and run out. But we're missing a disconnect. The church has millions of entrepreneurs sitting in it. But we have this mindset that everybody that comes to the corporate table has to be dripping in holy oil. Has to be Pope Francis to sit at the table. That's not the way it is. Because when I come in the boardroom, I really don't care what you preached about Sunday. I really don't care what church you went to Sunday. What's the return on my investment? What are you bringing to the table? Why are you here? That's all I want to know. My faith has nothing to do with what we're talking about in that boardroom. Now, know before I get there, I prayed about the situation. No situation I go into that hadn't been prayed upon. So when we get to that table, I'm already good to go. I got my clearance. I just need to know, what do you bring to the table? Tony, if you were a Buddhist, when you come to the table, I don't want to hear anything about it. If you bring brick by brick to the table, all I want to hear about is brick by brick. What are you doing with it? What's your overhead? What are your plans for the future? How do you plan on growing this? How can we make money off of it? Just using it as an example. You know what I'm saying? When we come to the table, all that's out the window. How can I make my money? That sounds so greedy when I said that. But I need my bank account in the green. That's all that matters at this point in time. So, you know, no situation I go into is not prayed over first, has not been, you know, my personal time with the Lord. When I get to that table, I just want to know, okay, what are you bringing? And I've had people in the court, in the boardroom tell me, hey, I don't believe in your God. I don't think your God exists. You know, you're living a fantasy. That's okay. That's your belief. I'm going to continue to pray for you. But right now, can I see the business plan? Can I see how my money is going to be made? That's it.
Makes total sense. I got a very tough question for you. We're going to end this way. So let me brace yourself for an unfair question that I'm about to ask you. Is that fair?
Sure. As fair as unfair can be.
I would say, yeah, it's totally unfair because you're talking to one six-figure dude to another six-figure dude, and I don't care about nothing you just said because I'm playing devil's advocate this episode. Tiffany, did you have anything else you wanted to say? I know you got your phone muted, unmuted.
No,
you got
anything I don't
else
have
you?
Anything.
Okay.
I don't
sweet,
have
sweet. So here we go. All right. So, Twan, I don't care. I don't care about nothing you just said. Matter of fact, I'm a disbeliever in faith. I just don't care. Right? I'm tired of people telling me what to do. I'm tired of the church telling me what to do. I'm tired of politics telling me what to do. I'm tired of Washington telling me what to do. I simply care about how can I be more like you. I don't want to be like you. I would just like the results that you have. So here lies my question. And it's a two-part question. I'm going to ask you the first part first. How did you do it? How did you go from a kid to acquiring six-figure assets? That's what I want to know. I know nothing. Assume I know nothing. How did you do it so I can go do it too?
What I did, I talked about that $1,500 investment. I took that one simple investment, took my attitude of not coming from a thing, walked down to Throckmorton Street, downtown Fort Worth, up to the fifth floor of what's called the Tower, office 502. If I remember correctly. I said, you know, I've been contracting with you. I have done your administration and your management. I think you're doing, and don't shoot me, this is my exact words I said. You're doing a piss poor job of management because you're calling me in every 6 months to clean up what you're messing up. So here's some paperwork for you to read over. I look forward to your signature on it by Friday. Let's have lunch. And I now own your business. That's how I started the six-figure assets that I have now. That's exactly how I started. I didn't ask questions. I probably could have felt like I swam in the Atlantic Ocean. That's how nervous I was. But I knew I saw something that could benefit me and benefit others. That's how I started this thing. That's how I started.
Makes sense.
No reservations, no hesitations. I made up my mind. I got to that point of no return. Well, no turning back here. Walked in there.
Okay.
This is what we're going to do.
Okay. So here's the final question. Well, here's the final question of the interview, and then I'm going to ask you, you know, the usual, how can we get in touch with you? And those aren't questions. That's you being able to, you know, give people a call to action and stuff. So that doesn't count.
Here's my final question to you. You sound like, keep in mind, I'm devil's advocate this episode, right? You sound like,
oh, okay.
Rich people are bullies. You're just another one of those rich people. Warren Buffett buying people. Bill Gates buying people. Everybody's buying people. Here you are acquiring the business of the small business owner, and you're kicking them to the curb. So here's my two-part question. I want you to spend 30 seconds answering the first part and as long as you want answering the second part. The first part is, what about the little man? When you buy the business, what happens to them? That's the first part, 30 seconds, because I already know the answer. Second question is, how much of your income you plan to get back by the time you're dead? Those are my two questions.
First question, 30 seconds, the little man still collects a check to this very day. Still plays a pivotal part in the innovative process that they created.
Well, that's perfect. That was less than 30 seconds. that's awesome. Right? Yeah, so you, Mark Zuckerberg bought Instagram, but Instagram CEO, right, or CEOs, two of them, are still an integral part of Instagram, right? Okay, gotcha. Great. I just wanted to, you know, address those naysayers. Second part, go ahead. Let me see. How much of your income do you plan to get? You sound selfish. I don't like you. How much of your income do you plan to give back?
Well, just, you know, since we're playing devil advocate, I've been called a lot worse than selfish in these videos. So, by the time I'm 50 is my retirement age. Let me just say that. That's my semi-retirement age at 50. By the time I'm 50, more than half or right at half of everything I have acquired will be given to a foundation, not like the Zuckerberg Chan initiative that's been created, not in my name, not attached to my name, but a foundation that's going to be founded. More than half of my assets will go to that by the time I'm 50. By the time I die, which is probably going to be around 90 or something, because Buffett is my mentor. But by the time I die, I want to put a dollar figure on this, and we can revisit this in about 80 years. By the time I die, approximately $3.5 billion would have went to this foundation. And the foundation provides, again, the platform for creators, innovators, thinkers, entrepreneurs, and as well providing for communities in need. Not this whole thing that we see now. We're giving to the, I'm not going to say that, but we're giving to these organizations. No, we're going, this, the foundation is going to particularly target those actually in need in the communities. I grew up in the quote unquote hood. Technically, still stay in the hood. And we see all of these initiatives about giving back to the inner city, but no real change. We're going to enact change. $3.5 billion innovators, thinkers, entrepreneurs, and going back to our local communities, bypassing the organizations, going straight to the table. Knowing all this lengthy grant process and all of this stuff, talking about you got to have all these forms. If there's a need, it's going to be taken care of. Point blank and simple. So 50% by the time I'm 50, $3.5 billion by the time I leave this earth.
Okay, well, that's fair, but you give me a couple more questions. Let's see if we can knock them out real quick. Okay, here we go. Because this is. Okay, dude, you're impressive. Okay. I get it. You're better than me. I get it. I totally get all that. But I still have concern. And my concern is unscientific. It's unfounded. It's not even logical. I just want
to be a critic, because we live in the 21st century and everybody online is a critic. Let's just face the truth. That's how it works. All right. So I just want to hate you for no reason, period. Period. So my question now becomes, out of hate, my question is, okay, but what are you doing now to help people? That's the future. How are you helping them now?
Well, how I'm helping them? Well, I guess we can look back to 2012 when we became a bona fide, if you will, corporation. That year alone, with no capital, no high assets, we gave about $50,000 away worth of services, in-kind donations, providing websites for nonprofits for free, and still hosting about 20 of them. We gave monetary donations. Last year, as a matter of fact, if I look back, let me see if I can find the sheet real quick. Okay. Last year, from January 1 through July 31st, $27,314 were given to a community.
You gave that away.
Gave that away.
Wow.
For free.
That's awesome.
This is not in-kind donation. This is monetary donation. And let me just say this, as a matter of fact, too, since and I know you're playing devil's advocate, so I'm just, you know, responding to that as a critic. Because I get this all the time on Twitter. People criticizing, oh, you're doing this, that, and the third. So out of that, my salary last year from A.D. James Holdings with our six-figure assets did not total $27,000 last year. Did not total $27,000 last year. I have not taken a salary over $17,000 since 2012. 2016 will be the first year that we're on track to give me a check for $30,000. Want to know why?
Look at that.
Because
why?
When we had employees, and that was all, when I said talking about streamlining, this is when I learned that. When we had employees, we could not afford. I said, you know what? They have families, so I can't let them go. I refused to lay them off. I went back to work. I went back to work 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
I still work my 9 to 5 right to this day.
I was going to bring that up.
With six-figure assets. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, mm-hmm. You know, I'm just saying.
No, no, you're great. I was going to bring it up and close it.
And people who work with me are like, dude, we just saw this on your desk, and this says 80 James Holdings. Why are you working here? Want to know why? I love Obama, but this Health Care Act sucks. I have to work in order to afford medical care because I can't declare myself as an employee of my own company. They won't allow it. So it was either go out, get a job, a 9 to 5, and make a salary, or fire people and leave them without. I chose to take a 9 to 5.
Fair enough.
Fair
enough.
That's what I'm doing right now. That's what I'm doing right now.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I will end this episode right there. I wanted to let you guys know about this man's holding company. What you don't know is a Fortune 100 company. Is it Fortune 100 or is it Fortune 50? Don't say the name. Don't say the name. But is it Fortune 100 or is it Fortune 50 called you to come work for them? It's definitely a Fortune 500. There's no way it's not.
I would say Fortune 50. We 3.9 billion last year on, so I would say Fortune 50.
All right, yeah, that's got to be Fortune 50. I'm not sure we can run the numbers, but there's no need, right? We're talking about one of the world's largest companies of all time, like not just like this time, of all time, has come
ever
and asked for you. Yeah, yeah, and you fly around the country, you know, because of this company. We don't want to say the name. However, asked you to work for them, and of course, it's for you. It's temporary, but you're doing some things. So there's a trend happening with CEOs, and I don't take much of a salary for my company, and there are many CEOs. There's a trend happening in the 21st century where CEOs are taking less of a salary, you know, going for stock options and things like that. But there's just a trend. There's a positive vibe trend happening that way. You seem to be following that trend. So we thank you for that. Tempest, get ready. We definitely appreciate you. Antoine, James, man, your holding company is amazing. And you're by far the most successful as far as assets and liabilities goes person that we have interviewed on this show. You are just a wonderful guy. And, I love you to death. You're giving back. And I just wanted to let people hear your story. So we're going to let you, Antoine, give your closing thoughts. Here's how we're going to do it. Just here. You give some closing motivational thoughts, however you want, however long. Let's make them 3 minutes or less. Closing thoughts about how you did it, how anybody else can do it, or whatever it is that you want to say. I don't want to leave you there. Your closing thoughts. So just make them motivational. Tempest, as soon as you think he's ended, close out our podcast. That's how we'll go. Go ahead, Antoine, and go ahead, Tempest.
Well, one of the favorite quotes that I have, and I'm not sure if it's unknown, I might have written it down, but it simply says, entrepreneurship is living a few years like nobody else will, so that you can live a few years like nobody else can.
There it is.
9 to 5 right now, doing something I really don't like to do. But it's living like this that's going to afford me retirement at 50, and to see me give back to this, give back to my community and communities in general. That's what I keep in mind every day that I wake up at 6 o'clock, and I'm like, "Do I really need this right now? Because I can just let this go and be done." I believe it was Dennis Watley who said, "Continuous learning is the minimum requirement for success in any field." We have this mentality now that learning has to be in a classroom, and I'm the biggest advocate of education that you will find, the biggest advocate. But if you cannot afford the college education, we have millions of libraries. As of right now, Google can find you anything in the world if it exists. So there's no excuse for not succeeding. You have no excuse for not succeeding. When it comes to business, set your price. Warren says all the time, price is what you pay, value is what you get. Set your price, stick to it. If you're worth it, they're going to keep coming to you. Risk comes from not knowing what you're doing, but knowing that you have a passion for it, to continue doing it. And then one last quote I'm going to leave you with. Someone sitting in the shade today because somebody planted a tree a long time ago. I may not have my shade tree right now, but I promise you, in just a few years, and some may even say now, people are sitting in the shade because of what Antoine is doing, what Tony is doing, what Tempest is doing. So don't stop it. Keep going. Your success will not come find you. You have to go find your success. Live those 3 years working hard 9 to 5 when FICA is taking all of your money. Uncle Sam and the IRS is taking everything you own in that paycheck. You grossing $1,500 but bringing home $800 because of taxes and insurance. Keep living like that. For just a few years, working on your vision when you get off, staying up at 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, having to get up at 6 o'clock, because I promise you, that day is going to come when you walk into that office with your letter of resignation and you go jet off to wherever you need to go to for 2-3 weeks at a time. Come back and your money is still making money for you. Don't give up the fight. Keep living like that, and I promise you, it's going to come to pass. Mine is just right around the corner. I'm just waiting on the right moment to just say, you know what? I've had enough. I can do without it now. Let's fly. Tony, Pimper, pack up people. Let's go travel. Where y'all want to go? It's on the house.
Oh, well, I'm thinking Rome, Italy.
Man, I got it. Anyway, I'll talk to you about that. But man, I got a place. I got a place right now for some shoes that will knock. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, that's my motivation. Don't give up the fight. Live a few years like nobody else will. In order to live a few years, like live the rest of your life like nobody else can.
All right, Tempest. That's a great way to end. Take us out.
Okay, well, thank you guys for listening. Antoine, thank you for an amazing show. I feel like this is the best one we've ever done, ever, in the history of Brick by Brick.
You don't have to say that just because I'm on here.
No, seriously, that was amazing. I learned a lot. That was great. How can people get in contact with you?
If you want to get in contact with me, you can visit our brand new website. Happy about it. I didn't do this. Brand new. ADJamesHoldings.com. And let me just do it the military way because people get it backwards. AlphaDeltaJamesHoldings.com. You can email me at, we just created a new email address. It's very simple. CEO@ADJamesHoldings.com. I haven't made it to the level of Tony just yet. I still answer all of my own emails. I don't have assistants just yet. I answer all of my emails because I'm working with them. You can call us at 844-700-5900. We have a fax number, but if you go to the website, I don't think anybody faxes anymore, but feel free to contact me. I answer phone calls. I answer emails all the time. So if you have more questions, how you can invest. Investors, I'm looking forward to speaking with you. But if you have more questions, you know, need a lecture. Is that a word? We're going to make it a word. A lecture for someone to come in, do a conference or something. Let me know. I'd be happy to do it. I do about 2 or 3 a week. So, yeah, that's how you can contact ADJamesHoldings.com.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure having you on. Thank you for agreeing to come on. But this was really a great episode, and I'm super excited. So best of luck to you in your future endeavors.
Ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you soon.
All right, guys, as usual, positive vibes only. Hope you learned something. And how about we all live to our genius level ability? There it is. See you guys later.
Hi, guys. Just want to thank you guys once again for checking out this episode of Brick by Brick. For more information about us, about what's going on with our company, you can visit revtony.org. That's revtony.org. There you'll find more information about Antonio, his book, Keep Walking, and future books, future projects. And once again, thanks for tuning in. Please, please, please comment, rate, and subscribe. If you subscribe, you won't have to keep checking back. The episodes will just automatically download to you and you'll get notifications like that. But please comment and rate. Your comments actually help us become better, but also lets the world know what we're doing. So that would be most appreciated. Thanks again. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
And that's right, guys. I completely agree with Tempest. I definitely appreciate you for what you do. You can go anywhere else and do all that you want to do and be all that you want to be. But for House, for whatever reason, you came here to this podcast, and I'm so grateful. Please continue to rate and comment. Just as Tempest has said, we definitely appreciate that. We started this as a motivational tool just for average people trying to do extra average things. We definitely appreciate that. Listen, we're just regular. We're just regular, doing irregular, and giving it all back to you. Keep listening, and then keep smiling. It looks good on your face.